back with segment two of Enhanced Conservatism today. As usual, I screwed up something, and you know I'm bad luck. We'll get to that in just a second. But remember, the third segment of the show today is a very special treat where we break down a Ronald Reagan speech to the children going back to school in 1988 when he was finishing up his two terms as one of the greatest presidents we've ever had in this country. Answering the question for us today is, what's the difference between Reagan's speech to the children and Barack Obama's? All right, so we'll get to that now. A minute ago, I recorded an interview with Sue Myrick, Congresswoman Sue Myrick from North Carolina. And I kind of messed up the equipment thing here because I was talking to her on the phone and I was going, "Hey, Sue, are you there? Hello, Sue. Welcome, Sue." And I couldn't hear anything. And it was because we didn't have the right button pushed in. And by the time we got to Sue, when I answered the phone, she was kind of laughing at me. So that's why the interview starts with the two of us laughing. So here it is. Sue Myrick, Congresswoman from North Carolina. So this is Congresswoman Sue Myrick from North Carolina, and she is a longtime friend of the Ace and TJ show and one of the lone, fearless conservative voices in the House of Representatives. And Sue, thank you so much for taking a few minutes. I know you're getting back to work and everything, and for you to take a few minutes to talk to me here is awesome.
No, it's always good to talk with you. Thanks for what you all do, and just keep it up.
Well, this is the new little internet feature that we have because, you know, in the past we've talked about how I am a rabid conservative myself. So this is just kind of a little thing to start getting out there a little bit more, trying to get the message out as much as we can. But obviously, going back into work tomorrow will be the whole big healthcare debate and everything. And you've actually written a letter of request to the president when it comes to dealing with the special session of the joint session. You want to explain a little bit about what you've asked for and whether or not you think you'll get it?
Well, my thinking was very simple. You know, he's coming to give a speech to Congress and tell us what he wants to do. And all of us have been home in our districts and literally been with the people and hearing from the people, learning what their likes and dislikes, what their questions are. And I simply suggest that he hold a session with the members to listen to the members and find out what the people across America have to say. You know, you're very protected when you're in Washington and you're in a bubble, and particularly in the White House. And so I doubt he will take me up on it, and I doubt I'll hear back, because usually it takes forever. When, no matter who the president is, it takes forever for the White House to respond. That's just kind of the way the place works.
Now, I heard a little inside rumor that the last thing you requested regarding the health care bill was that that the representatives would have to take the same plan that you were putting on the American people, and they wouldn't even let that out of committee, right?
Yeah, we did an amendment, you know, simply saying if this public plan idea is so great, then all the members of Congress and the president and the vice president should be a part of it. Well, you know, the committee is stacked in such a way that there are a lot more Democrats than there are Republicans on the committee, very simply. And so they can kill any amendment they want. They killed that one. We had another amendment that said the bill would be available to members of Congress and the American people, any bill, but this one in particular, for 72 hours before it would be voted on the floor, which to us is a very reasonable request. Well, that was shot down also.
Now, we're talking to Representative Sue Myrick. And Sue, I'm going to be honest with you. We've known each other for a long time, so I know that whatever I say, if you dispute it or you don't want to be a part of whatever I say, you'll distance yourself from it. But do you really think, from your honest opinion about this administration and how radical they are and how much further left they are than any other administration that we've had, even the Clintons, do you see them actually caring, like you said, what the American people have to say? Because most people don't. Most conservatives see them as completely disregarding anything that goes against what they have planned.
Well, it's pretty much been that way because they know that they have a window of time in which they can get certain things passed. In other words, already his approval ratings are falling, as you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been trying to just jam everything under the sun through within this short, you know, what, 6-8 month period to try and get it all done before things start to fall apart. Well, the mistake they made was in just assuming that, you know, the independents in this country were going to go along with what they want to do. And very frankly, the independents helped put him in office, as you well know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the approval ratings among independents have plummeted. And the reason is they voted for somebody who was going to govern from the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And very much everything he has done so far has been to the left, as you said. So they're starting to say, hey, wait a minute, this isn't what we voted for, and this is not what we want. And that's what's really been stopping, you know, the health care debate, because, yes, people who are conservatives are very upset about how much involvement government's having in their life, but the independents who really don't like Republicans or Democrats, you know, that's why they're independents, are now saying, hey, we don't want this much government in our life, and what is going on? And so they're questioning. This is the problem that he's going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't listen to the American people, you know, they can ram something through Congress, but, you know, not only him, but other people who think like him, you know, that are in districts that are questionable, won't be back.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that I see so many Democrats, like you said, that thought they were electing somebody who was going to govern maybe even a little to the left they were fine with. But what I'm seeing now, along with the conservatives, are a lot of Democrats who may not be fans of conservatism or Republicans, but they're fans of the Constitution, and they realize what the United States of America is and how blessed we are that our founders established it the way they did. And so that's what they're standing up against. And I'm so proud of all of these people at these town hall meetings. It's been fabulous. And like you said, this is what has put a halt to it. He underestimated that.
Well, it's still a government of the people, by the people, for the people, and that's what, you know, everyone forgets. The thing that you noticed with these town hall meetings across the country, and you had people from all walks of life there, everybody did, and when someone, you know, a member would say, how many of you have never been to a town hall before, a large percentage of people in the audience would say, they'd raise their hand, and that tells you these are people who have either been tuned out or just not really cared to get involved before, but now they're really worried about the debt, how we're going to pay for it, what everything is costing us. You know, we're borrowing 46 cents of every dollar right now.
Yeah.
You can't go on like that.
Well, those people that haven't been to a town hall meeting before, Sue, of course we know that they were hired by the Republicans to come in and disrupt everything. And they really don't care one way or another about the country. They were just paid off by the nasty Republicans.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that that's all a big farce, that there was no organization. And the other thing that was interesting was there was a huge organization on the other side.
Right.
And those people did not turn out like they were expected to, which I find very interesting.
We actually have on the website, on this page, the guy instructing the people how to disrupt the person speaking out against the Obamacare. Now, we're talking to U.S. Representative Sue Myrick. And Sue, like I say, we've known each other for a long time, and I've always respected you and the fact that you don't speak behind fear. If it's something that you believe in, and it may be against the popular sentiment, you don't care. You deal with it from your heart, whether it be from immigration that you'll speak out upon when it's unpopular to do so, or this health care bill, or many other things that that you've done over the years. Do you see a trend of more and more Republicans not being afraid to step out and say things against the president as far as his policies? And the danger of these czars like Van Jones, who's a self-admitted communist who had to resign because it all came out, and all of that, this movement, this revolution that they seem to be trying to get forth. Do you see more Republicans standing up? Because that's usually an argument that people have. Why don't they say something? You know, they always had that with Bush. Why does he take up for himself? Why does he go after them? Do you see that happening at all? Because if not, the conservatism is gonna fall off.
No, I think it is happening more, but the American people have got to continue the pressure. And I've been encouraging everybody that I know to contact everybody they know around the country, because we all have friends around the country or relatives, and tell them to contact their representative and voice their concern. Because it's got to continue, and the movement has to keep going. And if it's just a one-shot deal, it won't do any good. So, even though somebody may be in a district where they say, well, my representative won't listen to me, that doesn't matter. If they send him a fax or an email or a phone call, they're going to keep track of it.
Yeah.
And they will know that there are X number of people in their district who don't agree with them. And that needs to be said, and they need to hear that. So, if you can help get the word out to encourage all the people that, listen to you and go on your website, et cetera, to be able to do that, that would be a tremendous help. The more people in the more places across the country that get the pressure, then there's going to be something done. Otherwise, they'll just go back to business as usual.
Well, here's what I've kind of started doing, and I think you'll approve of this. I was invited to come, say, a month ago, 2 months ago, to speak to the Republican Women's Club of Lake Norman, which is up where I live. And in getting to know those ladies, I decided then that thing to get the real movement going back to conservatism, unapologetic conservatism, is to get women in charge of it. Because
Women will get it done.
That's right. So I've started going to the meetings and everything with the women and working with some of these ladies to do just that. And the mayor of Charlotte, Pat McCrory, was a guest speaker last week when I went, and they were handing out these women. This is how they get things done. A lady was walking by and handing out the names and phone numbers of every Blue Dog Democrat.
Sure.
For everybody to call and start trying to make sure that they feel encouraged not to vote for this health care plan.
No, that's a good group of people up there. And but that's the kind of thing that has to happen. So the more that you can encourage, you need to. And I really appreciate the fact that you're willing to stand up and speak out and say what you think, too, because a lot of people listen, and that does have an effect. So thanks for doing it.
Well, again, thank you so much for all that you do. I know that a lot of times it's a thankless job, but what you're doing and the message that you continue to carry is great, and we can all aspire to be as forthright as you are with
you're
conservatism. And good luck tomorrow.
You
know, tomorrow's a back to work day, and not that you've had that much of a vacation, but
that's the way it goes. That's the way the life is.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll continue to pray for you and all of our leaders. We really appreciate
it. Thanks for that.
Talk to you later.
We really need that.
All right.
I know.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.